Today's crime prayer focus is Violent Crime Part 2, Rape and Murder. Since 1 out of 5 women and 25% of men have been raped in the United States, chances are you may know of someone or personally experienced this crime. It affects teenagers. 1 out of 3 girls and 1 out of 4 boys between 11 and 17 years old have experienced rape. It hurts 81% of women and 43% men. It happens mostly by intimate partners or acquaintances. It's a problem in our county. Rape is defined as the crime forcing another person to have sexual intercourse with the offender against their will. Cities in San Bernardino County with the highest rape rates range from 4.5% to 0.43%. Starting with Loma Linda, Baker, San Bernardino, Searles Valley, Green Valley Lake, Highland, Fonskin, Lucerne Valley, Adelanto, and Barstow. Murder, as we know, is the unlawful, premeditated killing of one human being by another. Cities with the highest murder rates, ranging from 2.7% to 0.4%, are Essex, 29 Palms, Baker, Trona, Needles, Highland, Apple Valley, Green Valley Lake, Yermo, and Fort Irwin. Recent news: in just the past month, a Chino teen shot and killed his stepfather. A man was killed in Lake Arrowhead. A body was found in Fontana. A man shot and killed a person in Chino apartment. A woman was shot on Mother's Day in Rialto by her boyfriend. Notice that in just this past month, the crime of murder was committed often by people they knew. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you give us hope despite the gravity of these crimes. In Romans 5:20, you say your law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. And as people sinned more and more, your wonderful grace became more abundant. As they say in other translations, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And we pray for your grace. We pray for those who reported and did not report the sexual violence done to them, that you were despised, rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief, and carried our sorrows, beaten so we could be whole. We ask that these victims will experience healing and discover how you understand their deepest pains, that you desire they are no longer bound to the traumas of inflictions, but freed to walk in newness of life. May they truly feel clean again, just as you wash us white as snow. We ask you bind up their wounds and make them whole. May they be able to forgive, forget, and be free to share with others hope to other victims. One of your commandments is not to murder, and yet you went even farther to say anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And so God, we pray that first of all for forgiveness for any of us who have any hatred in our hearts. We know, God, that often this comes from bitterness. We ask for them to be able to forgive the criminal, any offense, expose any offense in us, and help us to forgive those who've hurt us so we can be forgiven of our sins. We lift up those who had a family member murdered. We ask that you would comfort them. We ask for them to be able to forgive the criminal who did it so they would be freed of the bitterness that could take hold. We pray all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander be put away with all malice, knowing the root of bitterness could cause trouble and spread. We lift up those who took the life of another. We pray they experience remorse, conviction, and repentance. We pray for the crime of rape and murder to decrease in our county as lives are transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name.